An international free skiing and snowboarding competition that took on Haines Slopes this year in its first ever Alaska stop is coming back next year. The Freeride World Tour officially announced the 2016 schedule last week.
Welcome to the Freeride World Tour. It's a five-stop journey around the world that challenges the best skiers and snowboarders to descend some of the most technical and intimidating mountains on the planet.
That's commentator Ed Lee back in March announcing the start of the skiing and snowboarding face-off in Haines. The competition wasn't easy or cheap for freeride organizers. Unpredictable weather conditions caused three delays. It raised fears that the athletes had come all this way for an event that wouldn't happen. But after about 2 weeks of waiting, skies cleared and the competition happened March 23rd.
As Sami Lubke drops in, the first rider of the snowboard men here in Haines, Alaska.
Haines is by far the most expensive stop for them.
That's Hainesboro Tourism Director Leslie Ross. She says Freeride spent about $1 million on the Haines competition. Many of the competitors and organizers are European, making travel expensive. And the mountains aren't accessible by ski lifts or hiking. All the participants need to be helicoptered in. Because it's so expensive, Ross says the financial side of the Freeride's next visit to Haines is still up in the air.
So they still are looking for sponsorships. They haven't received that much at all.
Ross says she and the Chamber of Commerce are looking for local and regional businesses that could sponsor part of the Haines visit. She says Freeride is also continuing to look for sponsors and that they have a contingency plan to compete in British Columbia if the finances don't work out. Ross explains why the organizers are trying again for Haines despite the obstacles.
Our mountains and our snow, we're becoming world known for our snow and our skiing and the athletes. This is definitely a push again that the athletes want to compete here.
Here's one of those athletes, Swedish skier and 2012 freeride champion Rene Barkered.
I think it's every skier's dream to once at least come here and ride these incredible mountains.
When Barkered and the other athletes, organizers, video and broadcast production staff, and other personnel were in Haines, they added up to more than 100 people. For some local businesses, it was a welcome influx of customers in the off-season. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Kyle Gray.
A fair amount of the businesses closed down in the winter or have significantly reduced hours because there is not enough business for them to be able to stay open. Well, I mean, if we can have an event or something like that that brings a lot of people to town, that gives more business owners a reason to stay open, that's just how much more money we're going to make as a community.
Cheryl Katzik is the front office manager at Captain's Choice Motel, which rented out 32 of their 40 rooms to freeride participants.
So it was really great for us, and we're glad to hear that they're coming back.
The other four stops in the Freeride 2016 tour are in Europe, Andorra, France, Austria, and Switzerland. The date currently scheduled for Haines is March 17th, 2016. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.